Module 11, Tackling Tough Topics. Some elements of training are difficult, but you'll get through them because you are a professional. You may be asked to facilitate a subject that is very sensitive, or could find yourself partway through a presentation and learn that you have struck a nerve and will need to adjust your material. Tough stuff to watch out for. Imagine that you have just been asked to provide health and safety training for your organization. You have never given this kind of training before, and in reality know little about it. However, there was a serious injury at the workplace 2 weeks ago that left one worker dead and another seriously injured. The difficulty is not just that someone died on the worksite, but also that you, as the in-house trainer, know all these people very well. What can you do to identify these difficult situations before training and be prepared for them? Adjusting your material for a sensitive issue. Sometimes the unexpected can arise in an otherwise harmless training session. As we mentioned in an earlier module, people can often be preoccupied with unfinished tasks at work, family pressures, and many other things. If you are treading close to emotional issues, it is possible that you will strike a nerve with someone. In addition, sometimes we are addressing sensitive issues in training that people may react emotionally to. The greatest tools for you in adjusting your materials come to light before your actual training takes place. If you have been able to do some pre-training survey work or even just interviewed a supervisor, then you will uncover the issues before entering the training room and be able to prepare yourself for what will follow. If you do not have the luxury of pre-training interviews, then your flexibility at managing a classroom, dealing with change, offering support, and creating a safe learning environment will all contribute to the success of this training endeavor. Dealing with sensitive issues in the workshop. One way to deal with sensitive issues is to provide an attitude survey before a tough topic is discussed. This allows participants to put their thoughts and reactions on paper and provides them with some thinking and adjusting time before the topic is discussed aloud among the group or before other activities get underway. Here are some tips for using an attitude survey in your training. It does not have to be called an attitude survey. Title it as something that makes sense and fits with your training plan. The term attitude survey is here for you to see, but might seem intimidating for participants depending on the subject. Participants may not want to reveal their answers to one another. Watch closely to ensure that people are not intruding on one another by forcing someone to reveal their thoughts. The attitude survey can be a good pre- and post-training activity. Participants can use the tool to monitor their own thinking or shift in perception throughout the training process. It may seem straightforward to offer an attitude survey, but you need to watch your language. Make sure that statements are not open to interpretation or bias by using clear and simple language. It also helps in our program design stage to have a colleague review the questions or statements with you so that you can prepare an effective survey. Case study. Clyde held his head in his hands. The workshop worried him. Clyde had never known such dizziness and knew the reason behind it. He didn't like the subject matter and didn't know how to broach it sensitively. He needed help. Clyde called his coworker Ronald and asked for assistance. Ronald jumped at the chance to walk him through it and provided him with tips and tricks to get the job done in a jiffy without breaking a sweat. Clyde practiced and practiced until he memorized every last letter and could say it in his sleep. When the workshop day arrived, Clyde woke up with a newfound confidence and a plan in place. Clyde knocked it out of the park and gave the best lecture of his life.